Today's news.
Hello again, and welcome to Old News, the programme and podcast which looks at news stories of the day through the papers of yesterday. Well, it's gone colder, hasn't it? It might well do, it's that time of year. And icy conditions have been seen for the first time this year. The number of yellow warnings being issued, you'd have thought the first time ever, as if ice was unusual at this time of the year. But that's another story, perhaps. Is ice old news? Well, of course it is. Let's go back to the Ramsey Courier, Friday, December the 8th, 1950. Notes and comments by Man About Town. Thrills on the Ice is the title of this piece. To abruptly part company with one's cycle and hit the hard, hard ground on an icy road is not one's particular idea of a joke on a frosty Monday morning. But alas, such things do happen to make us mortals realise occasionally we're not exactly masters of our own fate. And then to follow it up with a more than exciting attempt at reaching Douglas in a motor car the following morning, to find it spinning round on the road like a top, really began to make one wonder whether this Christmas card stuff is all that it's cracked up to be. I know exactly where he's coming from. For my part, I'm prepared to put up with the nasty, mild, moist weather we call muggy and leave the snow and the frost and robins and all the rest of it to the poets. Joking apart, and it was no joke really, the hard weather has come unusually early this year, bearing in mind this was, what did we say, December the 8th. It is seldom that the roads are frostbound so early as they have been this week. There is an old saying that if there is enough ice to stand the weight of a duck before Christmas, there won't be after. Bear that one in mind. I hadn't tried my ducks on it, but I believe it was more than thick enough for that. Anyway, here's hoping for an early spring. I know exactly how he feels. But worse, in 1950, namely from the Alderman Times, Saturday, December the 23rd, so a few weeks later than that, it didn't improve, or at least not in parts of the UK. We got off relatively lightly, it seems. The article from the Times starts, "Although we in the island grumbled at the icy roads last Friday and Saturday, we were fortunate indeed to escape the snow blizzard which covered the whole of England to a depth of several inches and caused 6 feet drifts on some of the main roads. A member of the Times staff had personal experience of the conditions when he went to Malvern near Worcester to collect his car from the manufacturers." Don't think I'd want to be driving my new car back in that. "After a delayed landing at Speke Airport because of fog, there was a long, slow journey to Worcester by train, with the connection at Birmingham nearly 3/4 of an hour late. The cold was intense, and the crowded waiting rooms merely afforded shelter from the biting wind, so tiny were the fires provided by British Railways." I doubt if anything's changed there much, except there's no fires. "Malvern on Friday night was colder than a Swiss village, with snow heaped high in the road gutters, and motorists creeping slowly down the steep roads of the town, their chains making little impression on the frozen surface." Do we still have chains on tyres? You never seem to see them anymore, do you? "The journey to Southport on Saturday was a motorist's nightmare, although there was comparatively little traffic on the roads, and it was not snowing. The icy, snow-packed roads were so treacherous that even the slightest bend had to be approached with the utmost caution, and sometimes on straight sections, an incautious touch of the accelerator could cause the most alarming skids. An apt comment on the conditions on one long section of breakneck roadway was provided by a road repair sign which read, 'Caution, temporary surface only.' When Chester was reached 4 hours later, the midday thaw had started and the car was slithering and battling through inches of slush. All the way to Birkenhead, the car was plastered, as no matter how wide a berth was given to approaching lorries, their passing was always followed by a shower of slush and filthy water, which splattered all over the driver's side." Bearing in mind, this was a brand new car he was picking up. "Only normal motoring of the trip was through the Mersey Tunnel, but the road to Southport was again icebound and driving made difficult by thick fog." Sounds an absolute joy, doesn't it? He did make it, though. They make them of stern stuff in those days. "He got to the boat. Monday morning, when the Mona's Queen was about to leave, snow was again falling heavily. Back in the Isle of Man, it was almost incredible to find the roads merely greasy and to hear that we'd escaped the worst conditions England had known since the winter of 1947. Let's hope we're not in for that in the winter of 2025. The Ramsey Courier, Friday, January the 5th, 1951. "The big freeze-up," we read. "Mountain road blocked with snow. Icy roads hold up traffic. A heavy fall of snow just before daybreak on New Year's morning gave the countryside in the north a Christmas card appearance and completely blocked the mountain road. The blizzard which swept Northern Ireland and England seemed to touch the north of the island mainly, and while on Monday these Arctic conditions were experienced on a line from Laxey across to Peel in the south and east of the island, it was cold but fine, and the Railway Cup final at Castletown was played under a blue sky and in sunshine. It was not so much the snow as the freezing up of roads which caused the most trouble. Bus services operated to schedule, but only single-decker vehicles equipped with chains were used. Sluagh was treacherous, and several vehicles were stuck there for a time, and on the first 3 days of this week, only motorists properly equipped and those who were compelled to travel were on the Ramsey-Laxey Road. The Highway Board reported that the mountain road was completely blocked in a number of places, from the Gooseneck to Craignabar, and gangs of workmen were engaged on Tuesday and Wednesday in making a track. Some winter sports enthusiasts with skis went to Craignabar on Tuesday, but did not have much success. I don't know whether that means they couldn't ski, or there wasn't enough snow to try in any case. A few years later, 1955, the Mona's Herald, Tuesday, March the 15th. Icy roads responsible for 12 of the 38 road accidents registered during February. Six others were caused by uncontrolled dogs, seven by reckless driving. During January and February, there were 80 accidents, one, sadly, fatal. Snow and ice hold up traffic and accidents at Sulby, we read in the Ramsey Courier of Friday, March the 14th, 1958. Yes, often March, you think of spring, seems to be the time when the island gets some of its worst snow. Certainly the worst snow I've ever experienced at Croncavoddy was in March. The intermittent falls of snow, we read, this week and the icy roads have caused some trouble to traffic, and at odd times buses have been delayed. But having regard to the treacherous conditions, especially at night time, the services have been well maintained. Salt has been sprinkled on main roads and there's been no serious hold-up of traffic. On Wednesday afternoon, the heavy showers of snow caused one or two trouble spots. The Highway Board staff were quickly on the job with a snow plough. By 6 p.m, traffic was moving again on the Ballacrane Michael Road, which had been affected. On the mountain road, conditions were described as arctic, and the snow plough went to work there yesterday. Highway Board men put grit on Sluagh to make it easier for traffic, and a quick thaw on Wednesday evening helped matters considerably. On Wednesday morning, a van belonging to Mr. C.F. Corlett, grocer of Church Street and driven by Mr. G.H. Corlett of Laxey, had pulled up at the entrance to Kerrimore Farm, Sulby, when a road service bus bound for Jerby came along, slid in the snow, with the result that a collision occurred with the van, which was stationary. Mrs. Florence May Melvin of Kerrimore Farm, who was standing by the van, sustained bruises and was attended later by Dr. J.G. Patton. Or is that Patton? Patton, I think. In the Green Final, Saturday, March the 15th, 1958, Arthur Moore's Saturday Source was the column. If you don't want to risk falling, writes Arthur, over a pavement, bumping into a wall, or slipping on an icy road surface at dark nights next winter, then you'll have to make sure you're safely indoors before 11 p.m. Or, of course, carry a torch. Douglas Town Council have decided to extinguish street lighting in every street at this hour from next October the 1st to March the 21st, instead of at midnight, as at present. So, it looks as if the curfew will be sounding for folk who have been in the habit of dropping in at distant friends' homes to view the late-night television programmes. Really? Well, I suppose, of course, this is 1958. You might pop round to someone who had a TV. Or for those who have various reasons for being out and about after 11. There must be many ratepayers wondering not only what's coming over Douglas in the summer months, but in the long, dreary months of winter as well. Up goes the rate again. This coming year's rate of 8 shillings and 9 pence in the pound will constitute a record call on the ratepayers. Yet bus services have worsened and now we're forced with a cut of an hour in the town's street lighting amenities. It's all mighty perplexing to the man in the street, especially considering that the majority of town council election candidates are so fond of announcing themselves as progressives. Sounds vaguely familiar, doesn't it? 1958. And last, 1961, Alaman Daily Times, Tuesday, January the 3rd. Tuesday topic. Now is the time for winter snow and icy roads. Are the island's highway authorities ready for it, the writer asks. In recent days, experience prompts the query. Heading towards Douglas to work in the mornings, many motorists have had the unpleasant shock of finding themselves on frozen patches, particularly approaching the town boundaries. Sounds familiar. Certain sections of the Castletown, Peel and Onken roads have produced damaging results for vehicles, fortunately without personal injuries. It has been noted that the grit is laid over these sections at a time when most road travellers in the mornings have completed their journey. Why not put the grit, or salt, down before the morning traffic begins? A few well-placed ice danger signs would be helpful too in giving warning of the treacherous patches on the worst sections. Before the snow comes on the lower ground and in the towns, it is pertinent to ask too whether the clearance equipment is ready for action and whether Operation Clearway is all set to go to avoid the mess and inconvenience of previous years. Have we improved over the years when it comes to snow? Probably not. We don't really get enough of it on a regular basis to make it a massive issue. Every so often we do. In between years, we might not get any, and some years we get a little smattering here and there. Perhaps that's the issue. Whichever way you look at it, of course, it's old news. Until next week, cheerio. You're gonna be yesterday's news.